Craig, I guess just take us through this process leading up to getting everything done on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. How did this Matt Coronato extension all come to be?
Yeah, you know, we started, I guess it was the New York trip when we went into New York. His representation was there. We went out to dinner, you know, and just started talking about what an extension would look like, what they were kind of looking for, what we were thinking about. And, you know, obviously with John, OC22, it worked great. You know, we back and forth and, you know, all of a sudden it kind of heated up the last few days and, you know, to be able to get it done here on Saturday and kind of put that one off to the side. And we have, you know, we have a few more to do. So it's nice to get this one in and to have Matt for 7 years. Very exciting for the organization. And we can't be more thrilled.
It has to be nice knowing that it, like, right from the get-go, long-term is where the Coronado camp was. Like, that had to be a really nice thing to hear, knowing that here you've got a young player, a core piece going forward, and he wants to commit to the organization long-term and at his first possible opportunity.
It is, you know. I mean, I know when you talk to guys, they all say, oh, yeah, I want to be here for a long time. I want to play my whole career here, but it's great to say that, but then it comes contract time and it didn't always quite work that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Matt and his side to say, hey, we love Calgary. We love where the team's going, what we're doing. And we want to be here long-term. So for them to, and then to back it up by getting this contract done is, it means a lot to the organization. And I know he's excited at his side. So it's just, and I think our players are going to be excited here, and you know, a young guy has already committed to us long-term like this.
The message has to be just, you've talked about since you took over as GM, how important it is to have guys who want to be here. And here's a New York guy, an American guy, and he wants to sign with your team long-term. Just in terms of your message and wanting people to be here and wanting guys who want to be here as part of the group, this has to be huge for that too, I would imagine.
It is. I know we put the word culture out there. I couldn't believe how many guys I heard at the end of the year, but it is, you know, we're trying to build a culture here. We're trying to build it where, hey, this is where people want to come and play. You know, whether you've been drafted here, or if you played here, or if you've never played here and you're a free agent, we want people to say, hey, Calgary is a great city. If you get an opportunity to play there, you should jump at it. And that's what we're building. And having Matt doing this really is another kind of feather in our cap to say, hey, look, it's not just words from us. Now the players are showing it too. So to have that, Matt, you know, like, even though I'm American, it's the same thing. I'm excited. You know, I love Calgary, love the fan base, the city, the people. So for us to kind of get Matt, another New York guy, to come and do that and show that, hey, this is a great place to play and be a part of, it's a home run for us for sure.
What do we like from a team standpoint? Why does this deal make sense for the Flames? 7 years and 6.5 on the AAV.
Well, first, I think, you know, we feel Matt showed us what he's going to be in the future. I mean, I guess the tricky thing for us was it was 1 year when we had Johnny and Sean Monahan. You know, those guys had shown multiple years, and a lot of the guys that have signed before Matt, it was more than 1 year. So that was a little bit of the tricky part for us and for his side too, you know, when we do comparables. But we just, with his work ethic off the ice, in the gym, we just know how he wants to get better. You know, he's hungry. He loves to score goals. We see this not as a one-off. We think this is what he's going to do consistently for us. You know, there's going to be ups and downs over the course of this contract, but we see it just him going in the right direction and being able to produce more than he did this year. And that's what we're looking for. And with his work ethic and commitment, we feel that's going to happen.
Remember all the, trying to think of the right word, but remember all of the hand-wringing and fuss when you had to send him to the American League for a week early in the season? That kind of seems pretty far away right now, doesn't it?
Well, that's what his agent and I were talking about that yesterday. Just, you know, it's amazing how a six-month period. And my point was, when we sent him down, It wasn't that we didn't like Matt or we weren't happy. We just, he wasn't going to be playing. Husk didn't have him in the lineup. And my belief was young players need to play. And it was only two games and he scored both games. And, and you look back now and here we are with a 7-year deal and, and everybody seems happy. But, and even him said, I'll do anything. I just want to stay. And I said, it wasn't. But that's his thing. I'll do anything to stay to help the team. Even if I don't play, I'll do whatever it takes. And that's Matt's mentality. But, my thing is I want him on the ice helping us win games by scoring goals and do it. And you know what? I think the one thing is 200-foot game came a long ways this year. To
Yep.
have Husk, have him out there at end of games in crucial times says a lot about, not just the goal scoring, but everything where his games kind of come in a short period this year.
We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Flames general manager, after signing Matt Coronato to a 7-year, $45.5 million extension on Saturday. What was and I know that long term was the goal right from the get-go, Connie, but like, what was the philosophy internally with a young player, as you mentioned, just the one full year under his belt in terms of going long term and going 7 or 8 years, or maybe going the more traditional bridge route? What was kind of the thought process and how your hockey ops group decided to settle on going with the 7-year term?
Well, I think a lot of it is the number. In the end, it's going to be the dollar figure, how much it is. And, when you're looking at that, where's Matt going to go in these 7 years? And what makes sense for both sides? Because, if they came way higher or we came way lower, it probably didn't make sense for either side. But we kind of found that sweet spot in the middle that they were happy with and we were happy with. And, obviously you always like to lock up good young talent as long as you can. But again, it has to make sense dollar wise on both sides, and that doesn't always happen. But in this case, we're really excited that working with John, and Matt, that we were able to get this thing done.
Generally, what's your philosophy? Do you lean more towards the longer term deal with young players? I guess a player by player situation, and not everybody's the same. But if you had your druthers, do you prefer the bridge? Do you prefer the long term deal, or is it way too general to even dive into that?
Well, I think a lot of it is where you are in your cap too. I mean, if we were butted up against the cap and you didn't have that wiggle room. I mean, one thing, we had cap flexibility, we had room to be able to hook Matt up and get it long term. So it makes sense that way. But sometimes it's not even though you'd like to do a long-term deal, you might not have the money to be able to do it at the time. So you have to take that bridge deal to get you into a situation where you can go long term. So I think with our cap flexibility and where we see this young player going, it just made sense to lock him up and to get him done for 7 years. And now you kind of, okay, move on. Now we got lots of guys to do this year. So, now you move on to the next one.
Yep. Connie, are you surprised with how much improvement we saw from Matt Coronato season over season? Like, makes the team out of camp 2 seasons ago, but then spends most of the time in the American League. This year, he went from that to he was clearly ready to be an NHLer, and the skating and the shooting and getting himself to quality areas, and almost a 25 goal scorer in his first full season. How surprised were you with how many steps he took so quickly this year?
Well, you're hoping everybody does it the kind of the trajectory that Matt did it this year, but you just never know. Everybody takes a little bit of time, but for him, yeah, it just all winning one-on-one battles, more one-on-one battles, his skating, better defensively, obviously the goal scoring and points you're hoping for too. So for all of it to kind of happen over 4 or 5 months, it's amazing. But it also, if you look back at his USHL days, where I think he had 40 some points his first year, 48 points, and then the next year he had 48 goals. It's amazing. He's shown he adapts quickly, not just at this level, but in the USHL and in college. So you're hoping it continues like that. But this is the hardest league in the world, and you're playing the best players every night. But it's his work ethic and dedication to the game that really kept driving and moving him forward. So, we're happy it went this quickly, and he probably happy it went this quick too. But we still think there's lots of room to grow, and we see him getting even better next year.
Yeah, the projection, like I know Blake Coleman said it. I know Ryan Husk has said it. I know that you're kind of there. Like you believe this guy can kind of be in that 30-plus goal range on a yearly basis, hey?
Yeah, I don't want to put limits on him. I mean, that's the one thing about Matt. I think if you limit somebody, sky's the limits for this young guy. I mean, he just the way he shoots, you and I watch him in practice every day, Pat. Like he just scores and he's getting more and more comfortable. And the way he finds quiet areas, the way he knows where to go on the ice now, it's improving every game, and you just see it. You know, at the beginning, he'd be in traffic. He couldn't get the shot off sometimes. And now over the course of the year, he's really starting to figure it out. And I think he's going to get more and more comfortable as he moves along.
You and I know you have used this comparison before, talking about Mike Camilleri, and you even mentioned him a few minutes ago. What about Mike Camilleri and his game do you see in Matt Coronato or vice versa?
You know, I think with Mike, they both have great shots and great shots and maybe very similar size. But I saw Mike as he got more stronger and stronger each year in the gym, and his shot even got better as we went along from his first year in LA to when he came here in Calgary. And just that hunger and desire to score goals, Brett Hull was like that. Jerome was like that. Mike Camilleri was like that. And so is Matt Coronato. I mean, he just has a hunger and loves a score. And so that's why, you know, with Mike, I just compared maybe the size and they both went to college and kind of the similar builds is the reason but the work ethic, both guys have unbelievable work ethic too.
We're
So
chatting
that's
with
where the
Craig Conroy.
comparison comes.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry to cut you off there.
Yeah, no, that was just the comparison comes from.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Absolutely. We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Flames general manager here on Flames Talk after a Matt Coronato long-term extension. Was for you and kind of your off-season checklist, was this maybe the first domino that you wanted to get in place and this the first thing that needed to fall before you tackle some of the other things?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're feeling out the agents and to see where they are, their comfort level, when they want to talk, you know, how quickly they'd like to get something done. And so, you know, you kind of read the tea leaves there a little bit. And then, you know, this was the one I felt like even when we met in New York, you know, Dave and I left the meeting thinking, okay, you know, looks like we could probably get something done sooner than later. And then we didn't want to put our thing was walking out of that meeting. It was such a focus on trying to make the playoffs. We didn't want this to be a distraction to Matt down the stretch. So, you know, we told John that and he said, no problem. So once the season ended, we picked right back up where we left off and we're able to get it done quickly. So now we'll kind of see how how it kind of works with the other guys.
How far down you've got Frost, you've got Ball, you've got Zeri as the RFAs that you need to check off. Obviously UFAs as well, but kind of how far down the road are you on some of these other conversations with your pending RFAs? Obviously you got nothing but time as the summer goes on here.
Yeah, honestly, some of the guys a little bit farther along, and then others not much at all yet. So you know, we're kind of in that gray area on a couple guys, and we do think there's a few other guys that we might be able to get done sooner than later. But some we got to get working on.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Yeah.
Last one for you, and I know that this is still more than a year out until you need to figure it out. But you know, you take a look at a guy like Coronato, and then you've got a guy like Dustin Wolf. Does this kind of also give you a little bit of a buzz in terms of, hey, you know, maybe we can at some point get something long term done with Dustin Wolf as well?
Yeah, I mean we're open to everything. You know, that's the one thing. Obviously with Dustin, he's got a year left, so you couldn't do anything till July 1st. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to take anything off the table. You know, that's why I said even going into this, you know, you're trying to see what the player's appetite for is long term, what fits for us, and we're going to do that with each and every guy. So yeah, we're going to be open, and you know, as we move along in the summer here, we'll hopefully have all those conversations.
Well, Connie, congratulations on this. I know it's a big day for the organization, so congrats on getting something done with Matt Coronato, and good luck on the rest. Thanks for doing this on a weekend, hey?
Thanks, Bill. I'm the one that made you go to work on Saturday, but it was well worth it, Pat. I was excited to get Matt done, so it's yeah. Now hopefully we get some more done, but thanks for having me.